Welcome to We Are the Watchers.
This is episode 408. Top of the day to you, Steph.
Top of the day. Oh, excuse me. I'm a bit tired. Sorry. That was very unprofessional of me.
That's okay. I'm just letting you have a little bit of time to drink one of your two beverages. You've got your glass of water and a coffee. I mean, we both do. I had to get a new phone case today and I wanted the same one because I quite like it. Like it's durable, like it lasted ages. But the seal around it, bit down the bottom started to just break away. And I thought, you know what? I'm not going to tempt fate. Go straight away, get it. And it's the exact same model, but it's a different color. And it's throwing me every time I look at it. They were like, we've either got red or blue, and red or black, and I had a blue one. Yeah. I was like, well, I don't want a black one. That's boring.
No, so you never find your phone.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
I buy the clear.
Oh, yeah.
No, are they silicone or plastic, whatever? The clear cases from Kmart, they cost like $2. And they never break, but they slowly kind of.
Oh, they become loose.
They discolor.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're saying.
Instead of clear, it's kind of, sounds disgusting, it's kind of brown around the outside.
We all know. It's not the same, but it must be the same chemical reaction that time brings it than the old consoles and old computers.
Yeah.
That kind
Do you
of
remember the old
color?
Macs and they would kind of they didn't even feel like the material changed, but they would slowly just go from grey to brown.
Yeah, beautiful. I mean, it was probably a combination of – no, it's not just a combination of hand dirt, but
– nah.
Yeah, you could clean that. It would still be the same colour.
Mm.
Okay, I have finished watching two series.
Whoa, that's impressive.
It's pretty good. Ones that I have been going through and – then they came to an end. And so I'm going to talk about those two. What if, I mean, without giving anything too much away.
I will not give anything away.
She's so good at forward selling.
How dare you ask me what I might have been watching? I watched a movie from 2020 that I'd not heard of nor seen. Quite enjoyed it. I'll tell you more about that later. I am rewatching a series that I really enjoyed. Gosh, I don't know how long ago.
It's actually longer than you think it is. Yeah,
I'm going to look that
up
right now.
It's quite depressing because I have rewatched that on and off in the past few months as well.
Yeah, it's quite. Okay, let's hang the depressing part to it just until we get to there because I really want to make an observation.
Okay, great. Well, I've got a quiz which is based on a series that I am in the middle of watching, so I don't want to talk about that yet other than the fact that I have watched it. It's the latest Alan Partridge series. And I thought, I think I can make an idea. I can make a quiz around that idea. So if you like your British comedy, you'll be good at it.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But we can't do any of that before we get into the news.
If you aren't getting your watches fixed just by listening, follow the watches on Twitter and Instagram.
Dear me.
Try something a little bit different.
Struggled to get started, didn't
it? Yeah, it did. It did. Yeah. It was the first time I started.
In a long time.
Even forever. A week, actually. The Devil Wears Prada sequel. I remember you were talking a lot about that, sharing a lot of behind-the-scenes photos and videos of them filming it in New York. That was earlier. It was probably two or 3 months ago. Yeah. Did you know that Lady Gaga is part of the cast?
Uh-huh. I did.
Yeah.
I
did. People were starting to see her in those behind-the-scenes filming and they actually, 20th Century, is it Fox? It's like Disney. It's Disney. The production company said, okay, yeah, we should announce it. She's in it. But they haven't said anything about her role.
Cool. I hope it's more than just like a one-line cameo.
Yeah, you don't want that. You want her to be, and I don't want her to be Lady Gaga. I don't want her to be a comedy version of Lady Gaga. I want her to be like a really.
Like a designer.
A designer who's so eccentric that people are like, what is going, like.
Yeah.
The kind that you would get in AbFab.
Because we know she can act.
Yeah. Absolutely. She's done heaps of acting. Yeah. I'm excited about that now because you've got, who have you got? Stanley Tucci.
Stanley Tucci, all the way.
Meryl Streep, Anne Hathaway, Emily Blunt, mm-hmm. Lady Gaga. That mm-hmm. Those are the names who we know so far.
The guy from Australia. His name oh, yeah. Colin from Accounts. Patrick, what's his name? Oh, my goodness. You know, we've spoken yeah. about him before.
Yeah, he's our favourite actor of all time. You know
Patrick
him.
Patrick Dremel? I'm literally making that up.
We should probably not ever mention it.
Are you looking it up?
No, I'm just trying to read the rest of the article to see if they mention him, but they don't. There's a lot of other names.
You've got a computer in front of you.
I know, but you've got a phone.
Okay, this is what I really like. What keywords will I put into Google? Australian.
Colin from Accounts. That's what I would do.
Devil Wears, Australian actor Devil Wears Prada.
Oh, okay.
Do you know who it's brought up?
Who?
Simon Baker. You know, he was in the first one.
Oh, no, I don't remember that.
Oh, Simon Lucas Baker. Wasn't he Simon Denny Baker?
Simon Baker. Simon Denny the Daker.
We should be never allowed.
So he's got a new name now?
Well, unless they're just using his middle name. Anyway, it's Patrick Bramall. So I was not far off.
Yeah, you had a Patrick. He looks like a Patrick.
Yeah, he does look like Patrick. Oh, Patrick.
Okay.
Just became a sim right there.
Have another drink of that coffee.
Having a shocker. Anyway, can't wait to see Patrick in Devil Wears Prada 2.
Maybe he'll get to talk to Lady Gaga. Oh. We don't know. We'll have to wait to see.
Do you know what? If his character is just as annoying as, do you remember her boyfriend in the first movie?
Yeah, I didn't like him.
Oh, was he not the most insufferable character?
I think even in the book he was annoying.
He was really annoying. Do you remember the book? There was a whole nother section to it.
Yes.
Yes.
There's a lot more involved.
Yeah. I want to read that again.
Would you get annoyed though?
By that character?
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah, by that part of the storyline. Yeah. So that series from, I don't know, America, is it on Paramount or is it, I think it's Paramount Plus here in Australia. Remember Yellow Jackets was on Netflix, they had like the season mm-hmm, one and then mm-hmm. They didn't have any more yep. and you had to join, subscribe I should say, to Paramount. That's going to end with the fourth and final season. Yeah, they announced it. The executive producers announced it. Can I just say Ashley and Bart?
Yeah.
Or should I say the full names?
Go on.
Ashley Lyle and Bart Nicholson.
I mean, they weren't difficult names, so I don't know why.
Ash and Bart.
Ash and Bart?
Yeah. This makes it sound
it's
like.
It's Ash Barty.
Ash Barty said
she
after.
She pivoted.
Yeah. She retired she was like, after three incredible seasons of this show I have nothing to do with and great consideration. We're excited to announce that we will be bringing the story of Yellow Jackets to its twisted conclusion in this fourth and final season. We've always known that there would be a point where the story would tell us that it wants to end. And it's our belief that our job, our responsibility is to listen. So that last bit is really dumb, but I'm glad that they are finishing it because Yellow Jackets is one of those sort of, those mystery series of strange comings and goings, like flashing forward, flashing backward, creatures in the night. The longer you get away from the initial mystery and weird premise, the further everybody forgets the main mystery. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So just finish the story and everyone will be like, oh, okay, cool.
Done. We're finished.
Sort of like lost where everyone's like, I don't know. I've got
no clue.
I'm so confused. Absolutely confused. Do you like a person called Ethan Hawke?
Yeah.
Okay. Like you're indifferent.
Well.
He's fine.
Didn't we all really, really like him?
Yeah.
Back in the 90s?
Yes, we did.
And then for some reason we decided, did we all?
I don't know if we decided we didn't like him. Or did we all just forget about him?
We go Team Uma when they got divorced and we were maybe we're her friends.
Oh, yeah, we must be her friends.
Yeah.
Now I think.
I don't.
He's not, fine.
Yeah, I don't know.
Anyway, he's going to be in a movie called Black Phone 2. And what I thought was interesting was that the bloke that wrote it told this really interesting story. He said, I wrote this story about 20 years ago and I got paid like $35 for it. So I was pretty psyched about the film because Jason Blum, who's the guy who's behind it, actually pays a little bit better than $35. This is Joe Hill, by the way. He said, I knew it was going to be in good hands because, you know, all these people were tackling it and now it's got a sequel.
Cool.
Yeah, Ethan Hawke back again. I feel like I have not seen that movie.
No, I
don't. I've heard of Black Phone.
Have you? I haven't.
But don't ask me what it's about. So now that there's another one out, maybe we can jump into watching the original.
Yeah, okay.
See where it is. Have you had enough of news stories?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. It's time to get into these watching suggestions.
Got a watching suggestion? Email thewatcherspodcast@gmail.com.
So what's this movie from 2020?
Okay. So the movie from 2020 is called Sister of the Groom. I've never heard of it.
Father of the Bride. Is it like part of that?
No, not at all.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, good question though. But no, so it's not.
Well, you know, like in everyone is now thinking of Diane Keaton. So
yeah, of course. Yeah, it's on our mind.
Top of my mind.
It's not. It's a movie that is available to stream or to rent and buy on Amazon Prime Video, and it stars Alicia Silverstone.
Oh, okay.
And that was probably the reason that I went, I'll give this one a go. And I really enjoyed it. It is a comedy, but it's one of those sort of softer, slow burn comedies, not your Wedding Singers or Wedding Crashers or anything like that. It's more like, what was that one? Like Sunshine People and.
Is it kind of like Four Seasons, you know, the one with Steve Carell and Tina Fey, where there are bits that are funny, but there are other bits that are actually quite like poignant and dramatic.
Yeah, I think I would say like that. So Alicia Silverstone, her brother is getting married. Okay. They all speak to her dad, but the mother has passed away, which is still raw for the family. So
it's not hard. Like 40 years ago.
Not 40 years ago. And the brother is marrying a much younger woman from French culture and her family's there. So there's immediately that cultural differences between the two families. But where it starts off is it shows you the wedding invitation and then the date is constantly crossed out and the date has changed. And so there's this thing of like, why did they change that? Like change it all of a sudden. You know, we all had to change all of these plans. Like it's the middle of the summer, blah, 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 blah. And as it turns out, the day of the wedding is on Alicia Silverstone's 40th birthday.
Okay.
So she's already coming in going, well, like, why?
Thanks, guys.
Yeah. Why would
what,
you do
Do
that?
I look like Molly Ringwald from Pretty in Pink?
Exactly.
No. 16 Candles.
Uh-huh. So there's already tension there. She already feels like, you know.
Forgotten.
And, you know, she's aging. She's got two kids. Her brother's marrying this much younger, beautiful, like supermodel looking woman. And so she's already feeling completely out of sorts. And they're coming to what is now the brother's, I guess, property in the Hamptons, but it seemed to be that it was their family home or their family holiday home.
And he owns it now.
And so there's this really weird thing of, you know, her and her husband come in and they expect to stay in the room that they've always stayed in because it's their family home, and they've been pushed off into a kid's bedroom with bunk beds and they have to share with weird other people who are part of the bridal party. So just weird things like that. So you can imagine where the comedy comes from, and Alicia Silverstone's character does not get along well with the bride, and the bride doesn't really show much interest in her either. Okay. There's a lot of funny things. I enjoyed the storyline because it wasn't what you expected. You know those kind of wedding movies?
Yeah.
You think you know where it's going to go.
Yeah.
It didn't have that. The backstory was really well interwoven and different. So I enjoyed it. It was one of those movies that I put on, you know, maybe a Friday night and I thought, oh, I'll give this a go. And I enjoyed it.
That's always a really good feeling. I haven't heard of this. Is there a reason?
Yes.
Is there a reason that this movie has not come anywhere near my radar?
Exactly. And I wonder if it was the 2020.
It has to be.
No.
I thought when you were saying they kept changing the date, I thought, oh, was it because of COVID and they kept changing the date? Yeah. I went, no, you said it came out in 2020. Yeah. They wouldn't have had time to have done all of that released it. Interesting. What was it called again? Sister of the Groom. Yeah. Okay, cool. Well, I finished a couple of series this week. I kind of want to talk about the one that I spoke about a couple of weeks ago called Somebody Somewhere.
Yeah, yeah.
And there was three seasons maybe, and I really got into it.
Yeah.
Because the first time I watched the first season, remember I said I watched the first season whenever it came out a few years ago, and it was fine. And then the second season came out, and I don't think that was on my radar. I don't think I knew about it at all. And then I kind of saw stuff because it was nominated for a few Emmys. And
I watched the first few episodes because it was nominated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I got into the second and third seasons, and I think it was kind of right show, right time. Mm. You know, sometimes you've got to be in the right mood, particularly with books, but series as well. You've got to be in the 100%. Right mood.
And sometimes you watch it and you go, right movie, wrong time. I'm not ready to sit down and watch this. So I'm going to bow out before I not enjoy it because I know I would enjoy it.
Yeah, 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 exactly, exactly. And towards the end, I was like, I am actually going to miss these characters. I'm going to miss watching this show. And I finished it probably about a week and a half ago. And I do. I'm like, oh, I wish there was more of it.
Yeah.
But it came to a nice end. Like it was nothing dramatic, you know, like the whole town didn't explode or anything. But it was just like, yeah, this is...
Yeah.
This seems like a nice time to say goodbye to the characters.
Yeah.
I don't want to. Aww. So that's on HBO Max if you want to check it out. It's a slow, cozy, realistic dramedy.
Yeah.
A little bit of comedy, a little bit of drama. Hmm. So what's the show that you've dipped back into?
I dipped back into Girls.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because...
Yeah. Perfect.
While searching for something new to watch, I remembered that we have a subscription to HBO Max, which I had forgotten about it after I finished The White Lotus.
It happens.
It happens. And so I was going through that and that popped up and I went, oh,
this is the one.
I will watch that again.
I reckon I've watched about two-thirds of the first season on and off the past few months.
Yeah.
And it takes you back to that time.
It really takes you back to that time.
It feels like a lifetime ago, but it also feels like 2 seconds ago. It's wild.
Yeah. Where I said before, let's put depressing on a hook and come back to it, was that it does take you back. And I remember while I was watching it thinking, oh, I'm older than these girls.
Like, yes.
These girls are so ridiculous because they're young.
They're just young, youthful children.
And rewatching it, I've gone, oh, I think I see myself more in these characters
back then
than I was willing to admit.
Really? That's not hilarious. Like,
don't get me wrong. I'm not bizarre like some of them.
No, no, no.
But
that's funny.
Maybe it's the memory of.
Maybe. I thought you were going to say you couldn't relate to them at all and they were.
No, they're
that's
still
really funny.
Remarkably painful.
They're supposed to be.
They're supposed to be. And this is what I love, that Lena Dunham was those people. She was that age, but how incredibly insightful is she to write.
Be that self-aware.
Self-aware. To write, direct, act in this series that's having a go at these girls at their.
Self-importance.
Self-importance, righteousness, just everythingness.
And all of them in different ways.
In completely different ways. And so unable to see each other. For who they are. No, they would call each other out, but they would never accept their own thing.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and I think I see what you're saying. I don't think I thought there was anything wrong with me. I thought I was perfect and everybody else was flawed back then.
Yeah, 100%. 100%.
All of my points of view are the best.
Absolutely. But I even remember watching them going, well, they're really opinionated for being early 20s, like I could watch it back now going, oh, yeah, I was probably still really opinionated. I just didn't have that chip on my shoulder of being a New Yorker.
Yeah, you know? Sure.
Yeah.
I still thought Shoshana was brilliant.
She's
that first series is – that's her. Like that's the way I remember that character.
Yes.
I know she changes, evolves.
But she still is unapologetically herself.
Yeah.
Like I watched an episode – last night, actually, where I think it might be season 3.
Mm.
And do you remember they went for a holiday in the Hamptons? And Lena Dunham's ex-boyfriend, who is the gay guy, he just, they happened to run into him and they all came over, and Marnie's annoyed because they won't leave and she's got a special dinner organised, which is a dinner for her to accuse everybody of being awful, but she's amazing.
She's actually horrible.
Oh, she's the worst. I think she's the worst.
That was the character that rewatching, I was like, oh, I didn't realize how horrible you were.
I actually do remember how horrible she was. But in that episode, Shoshana just slowly gets drunker and drunker, and she just lets it rip on them, and it's the funniest thing.
All insightful?
All insightful. And she just lays it out, and they're all, you know, mouths gaping wide going, but Shosh.
Sorry, I just have to tell the truth. It's not my truth.
Funny.
It's the truth.
So funny.
Good show. Okay, I'm going to jump back into it again.
I want you to jump back into it because there's so much in there. But can I just say the amount of names that are in that series, like Lena Dunham had some pulling power. Pulling power. Rita Wilson's in there. Richard E. Grant.
Is she Marnie's mother?
She's Marnie's mother.
Richard E. Grant's the father of
No. He is the guy that – oh, God, I've forgotten her name. Jessa.
Yeah.
That Jessa meets in rehab.
Half English accent one.
And he's, you know, off the wall in rehab
right.
but still taking drugs
right,
and
that's
pulls
right.
her off the road. Is it Noah Taylor? Is that his name, Noah Taylor, the Australian guy? He's Jessa's dad.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Is it Noah Taylor? We're really bad with names tonight.
That's really cool.
Yeah, so many names. And I have to say, I've said it before and I'll say it again, but all roads lead back to Bravo, because in one episode there's this woman who then appears in the reboot of Real Housewives of New York City. As she's one of the housewives. And I just went,
oh, wow.
Like, triple take, what?
Yeah. Small world, right?
Yeah, small world.
I finished watching Upload, which is on Amazon, about a guy that dies, and before he's taken off life support. I think this is how the beginning starts. I don't know. I watched the first season back when it first came out 4 years ago. They upload his brain, his mind, into this. It's sort of like a Swish retirement home. Think of like the Thursday Murder Club.
Yeah.
Place that, but for dead people from affluent areas.
Huh.
Anyway, there's some strange comings and goings, and you see the afterlife people and you get to know them. It's a comedy.
Yeah.
And you get to find out more about their angels. That's what they're called. They're just basically people who work in the call center who are there to help the people in the afterlife with anything they want, you know, if they want to contact their family or whatever. And you get to see a little bit of what the real world is like. So it's sort of, it looks like it's not that far into the future.
Okay.
So, you know, some of the technology is a bit more advanced, but society has gone downhill.
Yeah, okay.
So people are not happy in this world, and then they get to go to the afterlife where they could potentially be happy. But, of course, there's all different bits. There are some hilarious characters in there, some amazing comedic actors that just have you laughing away. But the final episode caught me.
Yeah.
I didn't look at IMDb to see how long the fourth and final season was. It's only four episodes. So I just jumped in. I'm like,
longer episodes?
Not particularly. Okay. And I sat there and I watched the final episode, not knowing it was the final episode. I'm like, I'm wrapping up a lot of things. And then it had me in tears at the end. I was like, oh, that was really sad.
Good ending though.
Good ending.
Really good.
Really good ending. Yeah. It finished, but once again, it finished in a way that you were happy with.
Yeah.
You know, it was sad, but it was a good way to finish the series. So if there are two shows that they're between 30, 40-minute episodes each, there's only three and four seasons in both of them, and you're looking for something that's a little bit funny, a little bit cozy, I definitely recommend them, because then you can just watch them, just binge them over a week or two, you know, alternate between the two of them.
I've started re-watching Cozy Watching, another program.
Okay.
But I will save that for another
perfect,
week.
Perfect, perfect. I think it's time to get into the quiz. So the quiz is based on I've been watching the Alan Partridge latest show, but I'll talk about that next week so I can finish it. And I'll talk about that next week, but I thought maybe it'd be fun to talk about some British comedies. So I'm going to read the synopsis. You got to tell me what the comedy is. I'm pretty sure we've done this one before, but hopefully I
like the exact same questions.
No. Well, probably, but hopefully I've mixed them up a little bit. I probably have, actually, to be honest with you. I'll read them.
Okay.
It's about Name Redacted and her attempts to prove her social superiority and to gain standing with those she considers upper class. Her attempts are constantly hampered by her lower class background and extended family, whom she is desperate to hide and distance herself from.
It's not absolutely fabulous, is it? But it could be.
Could easily be.
Okay. Distance herself. Oh, I know, Keeping Up Appearances.
Yes, absolutely. Patricia Routledge, of course, played Hyacinth.
Yeah.
She passed away recently, like 96 or something like that.
I think she was.
Really amazing. This one is about a long-distance relationship between Name Redacted and Name Redacted, whose love for each other grows into marriage.
Not Gavin and Stacey.
Yes.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. The other clues in there were Gavin is from Essex, England, and Stacey
right.
is from Barry, Wales. I'm like, it's too much of a giveaway.
I forgot that they were long distance.
Mm-hmm. For at least the first couple of seasons, I think, or maybe at least the first one. Maybe the second one finished with the wedding.
Yeah. Oh, I loved that show.
It was a nice show. I got through that really quickly.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So fast.
I was telling you for years to watch
yeah.
it.
Yeah. But right series, right time.
Yeah.
It flew through it.
And you didn't need to watch it. Right then and there. Like, I'm sure if you lived in the UK, you needed to
Yeah, you
watch
probably
it.
Did. But here, I mean, people knew the name, but it wasn't like your Ab Fab. Like,
no.
Yeah. This one's about a fictional village which gets a new vicar.
Leah, you could have introduced that a different way, the Vicar of Dibley.
After the previous one dies, I don't remember that.
Yeah, the very beginning.
But when was the last time I watched the very first episode?
Should have said
a Christmas episode.
It's about a fictional village where they get a new lead
fictional something
at the church.
Okay.
A new head
of the
church. You
would have gotten that.
Yeah, but that's because I'm amazing.
Yeah, I know that. This one is about the chaotic life of a hotel owner.
Fawlty Towers.
Mm-hmm. Two unemployed, crude and perverted flatmates living in Hammersmith, London, who aspire to better themselves.
My brain has gone.
Okay.
No, wait. Oh, my gosh.
Two blokes?
Yeah, I know exactly who they are.
The characters' names were, I think, Richie and Eddie.
It's not the young ones because that was the other one.
Mm-hmm. It's one word.
Rotten.
No.
Bottom.
Yes, bottom. That would be funnier, actually.
I was trying to picture the DVD case.
Oh, yeah.
With, like, I could see the font and I'm like, it's got the double T.
You know what I think is funny about that show is I liked it, but I don't want to say I didn't like it. They were just such horrible, annoying people.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it was still really funny and I watched every episode.
They were disgusting.
They were disgusting. If you saw them, you'd be like, I'm just going to walk across the street.
You're like, I can't believe they're my neighbours. I bought this place next door.
I've got two adult 8-year-olds.
Yeah. Who are filthy.
Filthy. Absolutely disgusting. This final one evolves around the lives of staff at the East Hampton Hospital Trust. And in the hospital with staff ranging.
Green Wing?
Yeah.
Really? Was that the name of the hospital?
Yeah. Slightly unusual to the completely surreal.
Okay. I vividly remember seeing the ads of this show and I was, okay, this is going to date us. I was sitting upstairs watching it, killing myself laughing, and you were downstairs on the computer because computers had to be plugged into
MSN.
A wall. And I remember calling out going, Leah, you have to watch this. You have to. And you're like,
and
yeah,
you're right.
No.
I missed that first episode and then
I was like, this is possibly the funniest thing I've ever seen.
I mean, a brilliant cast, but an unknown, at least for us, Olivia Colman at the time was
I know. No, she was not unknown for us.
Wasn't she?
We knew her from other things.
I mean, but she wasn't like, oh, this is Olivia Colman.
No.
You see, 6 out of 6.
I am awesome.
Mm-hmm. At least with British comedy. That was brilliant. Well, I'm enjoying the fact that we are both already getting ready for next week.
Yeah, true. We like to plan ahead.
Mm-hmm. You've got to, especially as it gets closer to December, where we really plan ahead.
Yeah.
It's a lot of planning. On that note, Stephanie, thank you very much.
Basil!